Welcome to the UltraDent Products Podcast. Today's guests are Dr. Rich Tuttle from UltraDent's R&D department and Kim Blyweiss, UltraDent's endodontic sales manager. They will be discussing morphometric cleaning and shaping systems, preferred metal types for shaping files, the process of accessing pulp chambers, and shaping the bulk and apical portions of the root canal system.
Hello, I'm Rich Tuttle.
And I'm Kim Blyweiss, and today we're going to talk about Endoeze AET. Dr. Tuttle, can you tell us what's important or significant about morphometric debridement of the root canal space?
I sure can. As dentists, we tend to always think in two dimensions when we talk about instrumentation of teeth because we're used to looking at radiographs in two dimensions. And it's important that we all remember that the root canal spaces are never round. They're always different shapes. And when we're talking about morphometric instrumentation, we're talking about the fact that we actually need to instrument the tooth in whatever shape the canal presents itself, whether it's round or whether it's kidney-shaped or long and thin. We need to instrument the whole space and enlarge it from the shape it was to a larger shape, but exactly the same shape as it originally had.
Why is that important?
It's important so that we don't enlarge the tooth, so we don't weaken the tooth too much, and so that we maintain the original anatomy so that we only enlarge it enough so that we clean the tooth out, remove as many bacteria as possible, and be able to obturate, but not in an overly enlarged canal.
Do the new greater taper rotary nickel titanium systems do this?
Most of the nickel titanium rotary systems tend to cause dentists to over-instrument and not to instrument in a morphologic shape. In other words, they tend to drill straight down through the center of the tooth, and so instead of actually instrumenting the canal in the shape that it presented itself naturally, you end up with a big round funnel shape right through the center of the canal.
Can you tell us what metal is being used with the Endoeze AET system and why?
The metal for the Endoeze AET system is actually stainless steel. Because we're instrumenting in the middle third of the tooth, we found that the stainless steel files without memory and the instrumentation process, instead of being rotary, being a reciprocating or oscillating type action, is actually better in stainless steel than in nickel titanium.
At this point, it would probably be a good time to say that AET means anatomic endodontic technology. And what we're trying to do is, what you're saying is every canal is different, every portion of every canal is different, so that you can't address every canal the same as every other canal or every portion of the canal the same as every other canal or every other portion.
That's true. And as I mentioned earlier, we need to understand that every canal is different. The shape is different in every canal. Canals are rarely round, and when they are round, they're usually just round at the apical one-third of the tooth.
Could you walk us through what the technique is? Once you've gained access to the pulp canal chamber, then how do you address the canal space?
Yes, this system has actually a very unique way to access not only into the pulp chamber, but also the entrance into the orifice of the canals. And it has a set of burrs called Rotano access burrs, and this set of burrs are actually high speed, but they're all safe end cutting, and so they allow you to access into the pulp chamber, remove the roof of the pulp chamber, straight line the access prep, and then open the orifices of each canal very quickly and very simply and very easily, and even safer than using the things that we've used in the past, which are usually piezo reamers, round burrs, and Gates Glidden reamers.
And once we've gained access, what would be the next step?
After access, this system uses a shaping file that's used in a slow-speed handpiece that doesn't actually rotate, but it reciprocates or oscillates back and forth 30 degrees. And the files are, the shaping files are, as we mentioned earlier, stainless steel. And they have very fine tips on them, about the size of a size 10 file. And that makes them so that they instrument in the middle third of the canal and work very well for maintaining the morphologic shape of the original canal, only in just enlarging it. And because the tips are so fine, it keeps you from causing ledging or transportation of the canal.
Do you use any special kind of instrumentation technique with these to address the canal morphologically?
Yes, the instrumentation technique used with these files is actually a brushing or a milling type action. And you use these files, and when you use these files, you use them to cut on the upstroke. And so you never cut when you're going into the tooth, but you use this brushing or milling action with a lot of lateral pressure as you bring the file up out of the tooth, which instruments on the upstroke, and it also helps bring the debris up and out of the tooth.
Is it easy to break one of these files while using them?
Actually, these files, are, even though they're stainless steel, are very difficult to break. I've bent them on several occasions, but actually I've never broken one in the hundreds of root canals I've done with this system. And it's due to the design of the file and the fact that they are actually passive instrumentation, and they never really grab or screw or turn into the tooth.
That would be a function of the reciprocation of the handpiece, then.
That's totally correct.
After addressing the middle third with the shaping files, what are the options for the apical third?
For the apical third of the tooth, the system has actually hand files, which are stainless steel, that are specially designed to just instrument just down at that lower 3 millimeters or lower one-third of the tooth. And so you can use those either in a filing action or a reaming action. And the alternative to using these files, some doctors actually like to use rotary nickel titanium files in the apical one-third, where the canal actually is round, and rotary nickel titanium works very well to instrument these last 3 or 4 millimeters.
What irrigants and lubricants does Ultradent provide for the technique?
There are a variety of chemicals for this technique that are used throughout the procedure. Everything from Phyalles, which is a canal lubricant and chelating agent with EDTA in it, to Chloracid, which is a 3% sodium hypochlorite solution that has surfactants in it, to liquid EDTA, which is 18% liquid EDTA with surfactants that works very well for removing the smear layer and opening the tubules up, so you get outstanding penetration of the resin sealer into the open dental tubules. Ultradent also has citric acid, which is 10%, which is also an excellent chelating agent that can be used for basically two purposes. One, to dissolve calcium hydroxide, which Ultradent has, which is also called UltraCal, and there's a chemical reaction between the citric acid and the calcium hydroxide, which helps dissolve and remove the calcium hydroxide from the tooth. Citric acid can also be used as a final irrigant in lieu of liquid EDTA to open up the tubules and remove the smear layer just before operation.
Dr. Tuttle, would you mind summarizing for us what you see to be the advantages of the AET system in your practice?
Sure, I can do that. Over the past 30 years of doing a lot of endodontics, I've used just about every system on the market over the years. And what I really like about this system is that it was specifically designed for the general dentist, for the person that maybe doesn't do root canals as often as an endodontist. And the system was designed to be very easy to use, very forgiving, very predictable. Its basis is that it provides an instrumentation process that is very safe and it's just easy to use. One of the other advantages is it has a lot less instrumentation, a lot less files than some of the other systems, and so it just is very friendly to use and easy to work with.
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. For a full archive of Ultradent's podcasts, please visit podcast.ultradent.com. If you have ideas or suggestions for an upcoming podcast, please send an email to ultradentnews@ultradent.com.